Hi, amigas. Happy Thursday. I hope you guys are having such an amazing week so far. And welcome to another episode on Hot Latina Girl Habits, the podcast. Okay, first and foremost, I want to say I'm so sorry for the lack of episodes that I have not been giving you guys. I'm not going to make excuses here and give you guys like this bullshit story because honestly, it's a little overwhelming sometimes, you guys, because I'm still super new at this, at like creating content and, you know, building my personal brand and doing this whole like influencer thing. So I'm trying to get used to it, you guys. I'm literally on the verge to just saying fuck it and like quitting my full-time job and just pursue this full-time. So many updates that I have for you guys. Literally, I'm so excited to get on here and to just like distraerme a little bit and just talk to you guys and, you know, vent. Because in a way, you guys, this heals me to kind of, you know, film or record these podcasts and just talk to you guys and like give you guys what's on my mind and stuff. As much as it helps you guys, it also helps me. But I guess just a little bit of where I've been the last 2 weeks, you guys. I've just been on hustle mode. I've been working really hard at my job, and I've also been working really hard on content creation and really hustling down on my marketing agency that I've mentioned here before, you guys. If you guys don't follow us, I would really appreciate it. It's Empowered Social Co. We just recently made a whole a shift or a change in my marketing agency because I've started to realize that I love creating content, and it's always been a goal of mine to, you know, build my own personal brand off of who I am and find a way to help other people. Because even though creating content is fun, like, it's still, I want to make sure that what fulfills me is to help other people. Like, I've always been like that. I've always been someone who is very caring and I put others before me, even though I'm getting better at putting myself first, you know, most of the time. But it just makes me feel very proud and feel like I'm giving good to the world. So we made like a huge shift on my marketing agency, and now I just want to help other girls or other women out there who want to build their personal brand and just give all of my tips out and things like that. So we made that huge shift on Empowered Social Co. So we've been literally hustling on that and building our first guide, which is actually up. If you follow us on Instagram, it's Empowered Social Co. And we have our first creator guide that you can literally learn all of the tips. I gave out all of my freaking tips, you guys, on how I've been getting paid, how I've been making money through content creation, which has honestly led me to this point where I've been on the struggle bus, you guys, on the freaking struggle bus. And I'm sure many of you guys could feel me out there, especially if you have like that entrepreneur like mindset where your current job, like for example, I love marketing, but I right now on the job that I'm at, you know, I don't feel fulfilled. I feel like, oh my God, like I'm wasting my time. Like I could be dedicating 8 hours a day to my own business, you know, and I don't take that for granted at all because I do. Fortunately, you know, I have the luxury to be able to quit. The only thing that just kind of sucks, you know, is like not having that security. But then at the same time, I need to practice what I preach, and I just need to be like, fuck it, like, you know, hold the confidence que según yo tengo to build my business, both of my businesses, Cafecito con Daisy and my marketing agency, Empowered Social Co. So that's kind of what I've been dealing with, you guys. I've been super like overwhelmed with everything. I also hit 10k on Instagram, which is freaking insane. So insane, you guys. I was literally thinking back to when I was like 14. No, not even. I was like 13 or 14 years old. And I created my first YouTube video and I uploaded it to YouTube, and literally like instantly I deleted it, and I was like, no. And I'm just like, man, imagine if that girl would have just kept that video up and just kept posting, like where I would have been at today. But I just feel like now I'm in such a better mindset, and I'm in such a better place to be able to fulfill my needs as well, which is like, you know, helping other people and helping other women and feeling like I'm doing good to the world. So I feel like it was meant for this to be happening now. But I just think back and I'm like, that girl would be so fucking proud of me. It's fucking crazy. But I have literally just been trying to, you know, set myself goals and really prioritize what's important to me. And so, yeah, so I've been really thinking about it, you guys. I'm like, damn, like, should I just say fuck it and just take a chance on myself. I don't know, you guys, it's been really on my mind. So that's just kind of what I've been doing the past 2 weeks. So yeah, I still haven't finished my website, cafecitocondaisy.com. You guys, I've literally been trying to find so much time. I've been so passionate about what I'm doing that I haven't even been wanting to go out on the weekends. Like, that's not like me. Normally the weekends, me la paso de pachanga the whole time. And like recently, I'm just like, man, I just feel like this huge shift in myself that I'm like, this is how you know I'm on the right path, because I get excited every single weekend to be off and be able to work on, you know, my personal brand. And I feel like that's a very good green flag that is telling you, like, that's what you're meant to be doing for the rest of your life. Like, if you get excited about doing something every single day, like, that's how you know that that's what you're passionate about. So that's how I've been on. I've literally been on discovery mode and just discovering, like, exactly what it is that I want to do with my life and how can I also give, you know, something good to the world, you guys, because that's important to me. That's something that I don't know, like, that's, I think about that a lot. Like, when I leave this world, I want to make sure I leave a legacy and I'm leaving something behind that helped other people and made an impact in other people's lives. So that's a very big core value of mine, and whatever it is that I end up doing in my life, like, that's exactly what I want to provide to everybody else, because to me that makes me happy to be able to help other people, you know, which is crazy because I remember when I was in high school, I literally just realized, you guys, I'm pretty much starting the podcast, but I guess I'll just keep going. I remember, not in high school, in middle school, you guys, it was elementary. I remember it was fifth grade. And they asked, we had to do a whole, like, little vision board pretty much on, like, what your career path was going to be, like, what you wanted to be when you grow up, right? And I remember I made an entire board of a lawyer. I wanted to be a lawyer. And my main goal with doing that was that I wanted to help people. Like, I wanted to make sure that I was in the right place where I'm able to help, to be, like, a very big impact in someone's life. So I knew, like, literally since I was little that, like, when I grew up, I wanted to do something that impacted other people and made a big difference for other people, you know? And so anyways, I've been really thinking too, because I'm like, you know, I love content creation and I love doing this, but I'm like, I also love helping people. So I need to figure out a way that I could do this full time while also being able to, you know, make an impact in someone else's lives. Because I've been also really thinking about going to nursing school, because I have my bachelor's degree in marketing and I love marketing. Like, don't get me wrong, marketing makes me super happy. But there's specific parts about marketing that I don't like, you know, and it kind of makes me consider, like, my career path. And I don't always feel like this, but I'm sharing this with you guys because I just want to share with you that you're not always going to be, like, 100% satisfied with what you're doing. I feel like you're always going to have those, like, intrusive thoughts or that, como se llama, that imposter syndrome where you kind of feel like what you're doing is not right, or, you know, you're not good enough for what you're doing. And I feel like with marketing, because marketing is, it's an industry, you guys, that nobody knows what the hell they're doing. It's definitely very trial and error based, and a lot of people don't understand that, and that gives me anxiety. Like, sometimes, and I'm being, like, for real 100% with you guys right now, because I have been in a part of my business where we're taking on, like, bigger clients, right? I'm talking about, like, we're charging people $6,000 to $7,000 for websites, which is insane, you guys. That's an insane amount of money to be charging off of one service, you know? But that's when that imposter syndrome starts coming into me, that I'm like, dang, like, it's it worth it? When I literally work in a marketing, I work in marketing, you guys. I'm a marketing manager for a startup company, and I see how much the owners of the company that I work for spend all the time on their website building. $6,000 to $7,000 is literally nothing. Nothing for what these people are requiring, you know? So I don't know, I just kind of wanted to share that with you guys and just let you guys know that, you know, there's always going to be times where you're scared and you're overthinking things or you're second guessing yourself and, like, what you know. But I'm here to tell you guys that nobody in this fucking life knows everything. Nobody in this life knows exactly what they're doing. There's a point in time where somebody that you look up to didn't know what the hell they were doing. You know, like if you look up to someone, for example, like if you wanted to be an influencer and you look up to the certain influencer that looks like they're making so much money, you know, they're so happy with what they're doing. At one point, that person or that influencer didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They figured it out every single day. Like every single day, they decided to just keep pursuing what they were doing and figured it out little by little. I literally just made a Hot Latina Girl Habits video on TikTok the other day, just sharing that because I feel like it's something that we forget, you guys, that no one is going to come to us and hand us a book with like instructions on exactly what you're supposed to be doing or what your next step is. Like it's no one's gonna fucking do that for you, you know? Like it's every single person has had to go through the path of not knowing what the fuck to do. But the thing is that you have to literally continue and just learn to live with that fear or that you know, that fear of like risking or like not knowing what the hell you're doing, because you're gonna learn along the way. You know, how do I explain this? Every single step you take, you're gonna learn something new. Literally, you guys, nobody in this world knows everything. So if there is something that you have been wanting to pursue, but you're too scared to do it because you feel like you don't know enough, bitch, just start. Like, just freaking start it, because I'm telling you guys, nobody in this world has ever started something already off the bat they know what the fuck they were doing the whole time. Absolutely not. And that's something that I have been reminding myself, that, you know, people that I look up to, they have also been in a point where they didn't know what the heck they were doing. And my job that I'm at right now, you guys, they're very, very young entrepreneurs, and they pretty much created like an e-commerce brand that has made them $10 million a year. And when I tell you, my job is to just research. I do a lot of research. I do a lot of trial and error. And it just like confirms that feeling of like, nobody knows what they're doing. Like I ask them certain questions and they're just like, you know, look it up, like research it. These freaking two people that are making $10 million a year still, oh my God, excuse me, you guys, they still don't know what they're doing every single day. And that's the thing, is that like people portray that they have this like perfect idea or this perfect way of how to do something, but it's all fake. It's literally all fake news. Like nobody ever wakes up every single day and knows exactly what to do. You know, there may be things that you get good at, but again, at one point you didn't know how to do that. But the key is to just literally stay consistent, because the more that you do something, the better you get at it and the more you learn from it. I don't know. I just really felt the need to share that with you guys today, because that has literally been on my mind so heavy, and it triggers a lot of like my imposter syndrome. And that is what imposter syndrome pretty much is like you doubting what you know. You doubt what you know because you're kind of like in the light of other people and what other people see or perceive of you, you know? So it's like, for example, with my marketing agency, I know that I know about marketing. I know, like, I have seen how successful people can build businesses through the marketing, like, strategies that I'm selling or that I'm, like, advising people for. But then my imposter syndrome kicks in. It's like, well, you don't know what you're doing. Like, you've only been doing this for this long. But it's like, that does not discredit what I already know and what I have already seen work, you know? I don't know. But that's just the thing with marketing. And that's, just, I don't know how I even landed like or got on a tangent with that, you guys. But that's the thing with marketing that just makes me super scared. But I mean, it is what it is. It comes with every single job. I guarantee. I've heard like nursing stories too, with like girls that say that they've had to go and like ask other nurses, like, what do they do for this case or whatever, you know? That's reality. Everyone goes through that same thing where you're not going to know everything, but it's just about taking the risk on yourself and just being confident to just take the next step and not letting your failures and what you don't know scare you from like keeping going, you know? Anyways, I feel like I literally just started the entire freaking podcast without even mentioning what we were going to be talking about today, because that wasn't even the topic for today's podcast, you guys. But I just felt like I needed to get that off of my chest. But what I really wanted to talk to you or to you guys about today is FOMO. And if you don't know what FOMO is, it is the fear of missing out. I literally uploaded a Hot Latina Girl Habits video the other day, and it blew up. It's crazy because sometimes my advice, most of the time, my Hot Latina Girl videos do really, really good. And then there's times where, you know, some of the advice just kind of like, it doesn't do as good as others. But this one, again, kicked off. And I'm just like, okay, clearly I am not the only one that has these types of feelings, or, you know, these like second guessing yourself or just feeling down about feeling like you're missing out on things, you know? So I like kind of have tried to figure out like exactly what type of tips and advice to share that I feel like other people could relate to. And this was obviously a big one. And this is something that I have struggled with so much, is feeling like I'm missing out. And I think a part of that comes from my, I don't know, this thing that I have where I feel like I have to please everyone, or I want to be liked by everyone, right? And I think as I get older, and seriously, since I've turned 25, I feel like I've had this, I've done a lot of like self-reflection on things that I feel like are holding me back. And FOMO is definitely one of them. And it definitely stems from, again, my, whatever it is that I feel like I have to be liked by everyone. Like I need to please everyone. But we are scratching that off, you guys, because in 2023, I feel like I'm on such a good path right now that I do not want to take any of these unhealthy habits that I have with me in the next year. And I'm starting that like as of now, like all the growth that I have made so far this year, I'm like, I'm just going to fucking keep going. So one thing that I've been really working on is not feeling like I'm missing out on certain things because either I wasn't invited or because I decided to stay home and, you know, work on my business. Because now my business makes me more excited than going out does. But the thing is you have to find literally what makes you excited. What makes you more excited than going out and getting drunk, than going out and, you know, hanging out with your friends. And you will find that if you're not at that point in your life yet where you haven't found that thing that makes you more excited than going out, I promise you, girl, you will get there. I promise you. Because there have been many times in my life where I have felt like, okay, I'm never going to figure out what I'm meant to do for the rest of my life. Like, I'm just never going to figure it out. And I honestly used to get so discouraged. And I was like, okay, because I'm such an ambitious person, it used to really put me down. But now, literally this year, I feel like I have finally figured out like what it is that I want to do with my life and what I want to pursue. And you will know that feeling. When you get that feeling, you will know it. Like, you will know that that's, like, the feeling that you're supposed to have with a career or with a job or with your passion, you know? But anyways, one tip that I have, that I gave in that video for getting rid of FOMO, is switching your perspective from thinking that you're missing out on whatever event or whatever outing it is that you're looking at to that they're missing out on what you're doing. Like, just make that huge shift on, no, bitch, like, you're the one that's fucking missing out. Like, I'm over here building a business. I'm over here hustling on my goals. Like, I'm over here, you know, literally building a whole ass personal brand. Like, you're the one that's missing out, not me. So it's literally about just shifting your perspective, you guys. And it's not as hard as it seems. Like, you might just be like, well, I'm already accustomed to thinking this way, or, you know, I'm already used to having these thoughts, you guys. Your mind, you guys, is literally such a game, and you have the freaking strength, like, you have the power to shift your mindset, you guys. You just have to be intentional and don't overthink it. Like, it's as simple as, like, okay, you know what, from here on out, I'm gonna be like, I don't give a fuck what anybody else is doing out there. Like, I'm gonna be worried about me and my own and what it is that I'm doing. And once you make that shift and you tell yourself that that's what you're going to do, you guys, it's all about just staying consistent. And then later, it just comes naturally to you. Like, you end up growing so confident that, like, you don't even worry about what other people are doing anymore, you know? But anyways, you guys, that's all I have for the FOMO. But I wanted to do a little segment on my podcast, which is What Would Daisy Do, you guys? So I always get a lot of, like, stories or you know, just like different scenarios that people send me. And I had actually someone last night send me, I don't know why I freaking breathe so hard right there, you guys, my bad. But I actually took a lash course with her when I was doing lash extensions, and she sent me a story time the other day, which I'm gonna look for it really quick. And she was like, hey, like, can you give me some advice? And I'm like, yeah, girl. And she was telling me like how much she loves my podcast, and she's like, I would love to like share my, like, you know, my current experience and what I'm going through. And I told her, yeah, girl. I was like, would you mind if I like share this experience on my podcast? And she was like, yeah. Like, she sent me a whole voice memo. I actually haven't listened to them because I didn't want them to like lose, or, you know, they would go away on the message. But she did send me like a little summary, so I'm going to read that for you guys, okay? So she said, so I got a promotion at work. I was working for 3 months and got... Wait, hold on, you guys. Hold on. Okay, this happens to me too, though. When I'm like typing hella fast, I'm like, I forget that like, girl, you need to slow down so you can make sense. Okay, hold on. So I got a promotion at work. I was working for 3 months and then my attorney moved me up to his assistant. Himself said I have been one of the fastest promotions at work. When everyone found out everything I started to do was an issue, kind of like nitpicking everything I would do. The girl who trained me when I first got hired was super cool with me until she heard I got promoted and started giving me attitude. And now she's teamed up with these two girls that don't like me, who she would talk mess about. Ooh, girl. Okay, so this is crazy to me. Okay, I'm literally gonna put myself in her shoes. I'm gonna envision that this is me. I'm at work and I just got promoted and the other girl is salty or whatever because she trained me or whatever. That's what we're gonna do. Me personally, I would just make that bitch even more mad, but that's just me. That's literally just me. I'm just like, honey, like, if you're gonna be mad, nadie te va a quitar el coraje. Like, ¿qué quieres que haga? Go up there and be like, I'm so sorry for getting a promotion. You got me messed up. If you got the promotion, it's because you clearly deserved it, you know, and that's a whole nother story, you guys. But like, me being me, I would have been like, girl, like, you can stay mad. I'm not going to waste my energy to come and explain to you why you shouldn't be mad over that. Like, no, got me messed up. If it were me, girl, I would just go every single day, keep doing what you're doing because clearly what you're doing is working, and just let that bitch stay mad. Like, I know that it makes like your workplace way better, but unless you plan on being at this job for a very long time, then it might be worth to pull your coworkers to the side and be like, hey, you guys, like, I don't like this tension that we have going on. Like, I feel like you guys are singling me out, or I feel like you guys are nitpicking my work because of this promotion. And I would just tell them straight up. But if you don't plan on being there for that long, then fuck that bitch, you know? Like, you could stay mad. Like, you could literally stay mad. But sometimes, again, it's, like, very hard to also keep that attitude because you work in this job every single day for 8 hours, 5 days a week. So it does kind of take a toll, I feel like, on your energy. And this has happened to me before, you guys. I used to... You know what? I won't even say where it was or what, but it has happened to me before where I felt like this girl was just constantly like trying to one up me, you know? And the thing is that like, if you're naturally good at something, like, nadie te lo puede quitar. Like, it's just who you are. It's in your nature. If you're good at it, you're good at it. And if people are rewarding you, like, why are you so mad? I've never understood why people get so pressed over other people succeeding, you know, especially like, there's room for everybody. Like, there's literally room for everybody. Okay, I want to share her. Let's listen to her story time. Okay, give me 1 second. I hope you guys can hear it.
So basically, I started on my job 3 months ago, right? And I got a promotion. And ever since I got this promotion, obviously we had to fill in my spot before I moved into my new position, right? So before I even like moved back to my new position, like, everybody was just nitpicking at everything. Like, they were complaining about me, like, but before I even got promoted, like, I wasn't, like, everything was perfect to everybody, right? But then I got the promotion and then it just became an issue to everybody, you know? So I'm just dealing with that, like, hate at work, like, these three girls, like, hating on me for no reason, you know, like, one of them just to be, like, my good friend, you know, like, she trained me, she was actually in my position, before I even started, you know, so she was my friend, we would hang out, this and that, and then out of the nowhere, she just turned her back on me, and, like, now she's just, like, gives me attitude, and like, she's just like now buddy buddies with these two other girls at work at my job, which she used to talk shit about them, you know, and like, now she's like kind of like their puppy, you know, like after them, like pretty much like kissing their ass and stuff. And yesterday was actually my first day like in my new position, right? And I go up to her because one of those girls that don't like me sent me a message saying like, hey, Jocelyn's gonna train you. So I go up to her and I'm just like, hey, so like, you know, Gabby, which is the the office manager, I told her, like, hey, Gabby wants you to train me. And then she's, and the girl, Jocelyn, was just like, on what? Like, with attitude, you know? So I was just like, oh, I'm not sure. You know, Gabby told me to go up to you and this and that. And, like, los dimos una garra, dude, porque me estaba explicando algo y no me lo explicó muy bien. Y yo le dije, like, she probably thinks, like, because the girl, I'm very nice. You know, I'm very nice. I'm very friendly. And I think she thought que me iba a quedar callada, pero no, like, am I going to let these people walk all over me, you know? Like, so she's, like, trying to correct me, right? And I'm just like, but you didn't show me, like, in that way. And she right away, like, was like, why are you getting upset? Like, she started yelling at me. And I was like, no one's yelling. I mean, like, no one's, like, mad, you know? Like, and then, like, la dejé hablando, and I just walked away, and I went to talk to my attorney. And then my attorney was just like, you know, like, you know. Well, actually, mentira. So I went to go to his office, and then he was busy on the phone, so I wasn't able to talk to him. So I told the receptionist, like, hey, let me know when he's off the phone so I can come talk to him. And she's like, oh, okay. So I go back to my desk, and this girl, Jocelyn, the one that was, like, giving me attitude, was, like, she comes up to my desk, and she's like, we're grown adults. Like, we can fix this. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm like, I don't understand why you're being rude. Like, you know, like, I try to say hi and you're just so rude, you know? Like, she's like, we don't have to be friends. I'm like, girl, we're not even talking about being friends. I don't care about being friends. Like, my priority is my job, and I want to be taught the right way, you know? Like, without you. She's like, well, you grabbed your paper very aggressively. Girl, my paper was not, like, how the fuck do you grab a paper very aggressively? Like, this bitch is crazy, you know? So anyways, like, yeah, like, I just didn't say anything. Ya de ahí, like, me quedé callada, you know? So just kind of, like, do, like, a podcast, like, pretty much talking about, like, how to deal with, like, envidias at work or, like, girls that don't like you, like, advice on that.
Oh my God, I freaking love her voice in a voice memo. That was so crazy. Literally, as I'm, like, listening to that, you guys, I'm, like, getting flashbacks of shit that, like, used to happen to me. And actually, at work, this actually just happened to me recently, right? And you know what that is? That's called gaslighting. When people are trying to make you, like, feel a certain way or, like, you're in the wrong, that girl is gaslighting you. That's what she's doing. And this had actually happened to me at work the other day. And the thing is que yo tampoco me dejo. Like, see, in the other day, I was telling my mom this story también. And I was telling her, like, what happened to me at work. Y me dice, she's, like, cracking up. She goes, dude, you just talk to them however you want. And I'm like, mom, I'm like, it's just because I've gotten to the point in my life. Like, if you're gonna fucking talk to me crazy, like, I'm gonna talk to you crazy back. And your story literally reminds me of what just happened to me at work the other day. So there was, like, a whole issue with me and the other girl that we have the same position, right? She's been there a lot longer than I have. So she's, like, been with, or she's pretty much, like, who I go to, like, when I have a question about something, because she's been there for a long time. So she got, like, a really big promotion, and whatever, that's fine, you know? Like, good for her. I was, like, super happy for her. And so kind of, like, our responsibilities kind of changed, because now she was held accountable for, like, a lot more. So my responsibilities changed a lot as well, because we were kind of now focusing on different, like, marketing departments. But the thing is that, like, the issue is not between me and my coworker, the one that just got promoted. It's, like, the boss, like, the owner. The other day, or no, el martes, I think, viene y me dice, me andaba preguntando cosas, because this has happened, I think, like, 2 weeks ago, right? Y me empezó a preguntar, like, questions, because the other girl has been out sick. And anyways, he was, like, sending me messages, like, very passive aggressive, like, what is going on with this, what is going on with that, this and this and that, when we had already had a meeting, and he clearly told me, like, that's no longer going to be your responsibility, like, that's going to be so-and-so's responsibility. And I was like, yeah, okay, like, that's fine. So me empezó a preguntar, y he was making me feel like I didn't know what I was doing. Y yo le dije, and I was like, hey, you know, ever since I handed it off to so-and-so, like, I honestly have not been keeping track of that. I'm like, and he's like, so you're telling me that this is a question for so-and-so? I'm like, yes, motherfucker. Like, that's what I'm telling you. Okay, that's not my responsibility. And you clearly stated that that was no longer something that I was responsible for. So yes, that's what I'm telling you. So then he started asking me, like, other questions and this and that, and kind of just making me feel like I wasn't doing a good job. And I was like, what the heck? I'm like, dude, And then you guys, oh my God, the other thing that stressed me out is, a mí también, I hate cuando te gritan así at work, and I'm just like, dude, con calma, señorita, like, con calma, you could talk to me like a freaking person, you guys, because even though, like, I'm here working, like, for you and your company, like, do not talk to me crazy, because you don't know who the hell I am, and I will talk to you crazy back. And that story just reminds me of, like, literally what just happened to me on Tuesday. And the good thing is, que no te dejas. But another thing is, you also have to figure out, like, when they're gaslighting you, because when someone's gaslighting you, which is exactly what she's doing, she's trying to make you feel like you're in the wrong, like, you're the immature one, like, you're the one that's doing this. But it's like, in reality, she's creating that reality for you, if that makes sense. And dude, I honestly, like, with NVIDIA like that at work, what I do, like, personally, and I don't even know if this is the right or, like, the wrong way to do it, but I literally let people stay mad. I let people stay mad. I mind my business. I do the best that I can in my job every single day, and I give my 110% effort. If I don't have to talk to that person on a day-to-day basis, I won't. But I always just try to, like, keep it cordial, but I let that person stay mad. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to go and apologize to you for something I didn't do. You know what I mean? And I feel like with that, like, I feel like sometimes your silence speaks louder than words. Like, tú nomás deja que diga lo que quiera, que sienta whatever she feels like she needs to feel or whatever she feels like she needs to say. But don't let them try to make you feel like you're in the wrong or like you're, like, she's gaslighting you. Like, that's literally what she's doing. And it stresses me out, you guys, because these girls, especially girls, like, I'm sorry, but girls are freaking drama, like, drama. And not all girls, but you guys know the girls that I'm talking about, que literally hacen un fucking show o hacen todo de pedo. Like, there's, like, no point to certain things, and they're, like, over here making it, like, a huge scene, like, you're in the wrong and this and that. I've literally learned, dude, to quedarme callada, but not, like, in a way where I'm gonna let somebody, like, walk all over me or, like, take advantage of me. But it's, like, if you talk to me crazy, I'm gonna talk to you crazy back. And it always reminds me of, like, when I was little, my mom used to always tell me, like, you know, at school, like, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. Like, you don't let yourself get hit. Like, you're never the one that's going to start a fight or start an argument. But if somebody comes at you, you come back at them. And I feel like I have, I always remember that till this day. And I'm the exact same way at work, you guys. The way that you meet me in person, I'm at work. If you're gonna talk to me crazy, I'm gonna talk to you crazy back. And that's just what it is. So I feel like with that, you just have to learn to just mind your business, go to work, do your job, do the best that you can. And if you need their help or you need to ask them for something, like, that's literally the only time you'll have, like, communication with that. But I'm glad, girl, que no te dejes, because I'm telling you, the more that you allow people to have access to your emotions, the more they're going to do it. If they know that they can get under your skin, the more and more that they're going to do it. Thank you for sharing that story with us, girl, because I feel like a lot of people can relate. If any of you guys have any stories that you want to submit to What Would Daisy Do, so we can go ahead and talk about it right here on the podcast, you guys, because I feel like sometimes my life is the only one that's a fucking novela, but dude, everyone else's life is just the same. So share all of your stories with me, you guys. I think this is going to be it for today's podcast. I did want to end it with a What Would Daisy Do, to do something a little bit fun, because I know Christmas is coming around the corner. Literally in, no, bitch, it's like the day after tomorrow, because you guys are listening to this on Thursday. But I hope you guys have such a happy holidays and you spend it where you're meant to spend it. Whether that's with your family, your friends, your boyfriend, whoever it is, I hope that you guys have such a safe and happy holidays. And don't forget that our creator guide, or our guide to being a creator, is now available on Empowered Social Co. You can find it on our Instagram, and it's linked in our bio. Right now it's on sale, you guys. Oh my God, excuse me. I was like talking way too fast. But right now it is on sale for $15, when originally it's $30. So I highly recommend that you guys go and grab it, because there's so much useful information. You guys, we spent so much time and I put so much value and information into that. So if you're thinking of becoming a content creator or trying to figure out how to monetize your social media, I put all of my tips and tricks on there, as well as how I edit my videos to make them perform a lot better and things like that. So you can find that again on Empowered Social Co. on Instagram. Also, don't forget to leave me a rating, you guys. If you guys like my podcast, please leave me 5 stars. It literally helps me so much. We're officially at 3,000 downloads, you guys. 3,000. What the fuck? 3,000 downloads. I'm like, every day me levanto, and when I get messages and comments, I literally think to myself, like, is this real? Like, is this really happening? Like, am I finally getting my moment? Like, I'm finally getting my time. Oh, it's so crazy, you guys. But I wish the same success for you guys, and whatever it is that you are working hard at, I wish you guys the same success. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I promise you I'm going to try my best to stay on track and give you guys weekly podcasts, because I get literally requests all the time. But I hope you guys have such a safe weekend and a very happy holidays, and I will catch you guys on the next Hot Latina Girl Habits, the podcast.